This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to the Guardians game here in just a moment. We had some Guardians-related news last night. A trade about a week out from the trade deadline occurring between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Seattle Mariners. The Diamondbacks sending Josh Naylor out to further into the West Coast for a bunch of prospects and players. And this is a deal that got some people really talking here in the city of Cleveland, how just half a season of Josh Naylor you had to give up for a pitcher in Slade Ciccone. So have the Guardians won this trade already?
I think so, but I think it's more so about what they've done with Slade Ciccone since they got him. Because Slade was not some highly regarded prospect that they got from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was somebody that I think a lot of people around baseball had some serious questions about. And I do think that the Guardians, to their credit, have found the secret sauce with developing pitchers. And yeah, Slade has turned into somebody that I think we can look at as a potential member of this rotation for the next 4+ years, right? Like when... And I know that we talked a lot about the Guardians yesterday, but when I believe they're going to open up a legitimate World Series contention window, I think Slade Ciccone is part of that starting rotation. So I think that is a huge win, and they were never going to re-sign Josh Naylor, and I don't think they should have re-signed Josh Naylor. I think this was the right move at the time, and I think it looks even better today.
I think it's fair to say they won the trade. It's hard to push back on that, given... the Diamondbacks spent just a few months with Josh Naylor on their roster anyway. I just wish they had won the trade by getting an offensive player in return. And that's nothing against Slade Ciccone, because obviously, the Guardians have mastered the ability to develop pitchers who aren't even necessarily like the top guys that get drafted or whatever.
Right.
But that's my point is, if it wasn't Slade Ciccone, it would have been someone else that we would have trusted them to develop later on down the line in a different trade. I just wish they had gotten like an offensive-minded player back in return for Josh Naylor, because that's the thing that you're missing this year. But yes, I can't sit here and like nitpick and say they didn't win this trade. This, to me, solidified that it was a trade win for them.
I'm the same way with you with the offense, because we've seen the peak of Josh Naylor being the all-star last year. He was not one this year. But yeah, it would have been nice to pick up a bat for a game like yesterday, in which the Cleveland Guardians fell to the Baltimore Orioles in their series finale 4-3, despite one of those players having a solid performance at the plate in Stephen Kwan, the first multi-home run game of the All-Stars career. Stephen Vogt talking about his performance after the game.
I mean, we haven't seen him get through balls like that for the last month and a half. I mean, he was really battling that wrist, so really good to get him the time. I'm at a much needed recovery for him, so he had a great homestand. Glad to have him back clicking at the top of the order.
Well, it feels like a lifetime ago we were talking about that wrist issue he was having and why he went to go play in the All-Star game. We were blaming people for the potential decision, and yeah, it seems like Stephen Kwan's back on track now.
I just wish somebody would have followed up that response from Stephen Vogt by saying, okay, so he's hitting the ball again, the wrist is good, he had first multi-home run game, so are you guys going to pay him now?
I mean, I don't know that that's a question for Stephen Vogt, but he is the guy that I would love.
He's the one who's out there, though, every day.
Like, he is. And
although
this
they did talk to Chris Antonetti like a week ago.
Yes, so. This is similar to Kevin Stefanski with a lot of the off-the- and I know this is apples to oranges, but Kevin Stefanski shouldn't be the one that has to answer to all the off-the-field stuff in the same way that Stephen Vogt shouldn't have to be the one for the Guardians to answer for whether or not they're going to sign guys for contract extensions and, you know, transactional things that they may or may not do. I really, really hope they can find a way to keep Stephen Kwan. Yeah. Like, I really, really hope that. Because if not, we're going to be talking about him being traded a year from now, and that's not a world I want to live in.
Yeah.
I would prefer for Stephen Kwan to sign a contract extension here. I think what he does is extremely sustainable, and I think that he's just so good defensively and offensively that he is the type of guy you want to commit money to. And I think we would look at this offseason much differently if when they traded Andrés Giménez, they would have extended Stephen Kwan shortly thereafter with the money that they opened up. And that's, I think that would have colored the offseason differently for me. And I think that if Stephen Kwan were signed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For the long term in Cleveland, I think this season, where they're sitting at 500 after going to the ALCS last year, not getting better this offseason, I think it'd be a little bit easier to swallow.
I think that's well said. People definitely would have looked at the offseason differently if that's how it would have played out. I also think, too, I don't think people have a good sense at this station and really elsewhere of like how much money Stephen Kwan's really going to command. I've heard people on this show say $30 million a year. I've heard people on the afternoon show say $25 million a year. And then we've had MLB guys on who said like probably more in the range of like $15 to $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Which if it's $15, $20 million a year, like, you absolutely should pay him if it's that. Like that. Sure. That seems like it's somewhat doable. And I brought it up, too. If you pay him, that contract's not going to kick in for a couple years anyway. Like, you could time it out where, like, Jose Ramirez's contract is in the later years, and you're only really having a crossover between the two big, big money contracts for a couple years here. So, yeah, given what I think the money, the amount actually would be, I think you absolutely have to try to pay Stephen Kwan. I think he's obviously proving that point even more with the game he had yesterday.
Especially if you have teams like out on the West Coast that may be potentially giving him, offering him more money for the same amount of years. Giants, going over to, going over to Big Ten Media Day, rather. We'll get to the Moore from Michigan that I want to talk about later on in the show. But Sherrone Moore, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, talking about one new policy for his team this year in regards to what happened last November in Columbus.
There'll be no more flag planting. There'll be no more grabbing the flag. You know, we talked about our new tradition and what we do when we win a game. Go meet the band. Go sing our victors. And stay over there until the other teams depart. And that's how we'll operate. Go be together as a team and then leave as a team.
I don't know, man. If I'm Ryan Day, I'm planting two flags in the middle of Ann Arbor if they get this victory this November.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's very arbitrary. Because he can say, my team's not doing anymore. But this isn't like, you know, the NCAA or this new college football collective committee coming down and being like, no more flag planting, guys. This is just him doing it. This is just him saying it. Like, Ohio State, they could win next year, and maybe Jeremiah Smith, who said he's never losing to Michigan again, is going to run out there and plant the flag as, like, revenge. So I don't think we've seen the end of this. I think there'll be some sort of, you know, especially if Ohio State wins, I think they're, because those guys don't forget. I know Jack Sawyer's gone, and he's like sort of, he'd be like the leader of all of it. But I got a feeling like they'll have something ready. I don't know if it'll be a flag planting, but they'll do something. Run around the stadium and like kiss the fans goodbye. Like they'll do something to get back at Michigan when it's all said and done, even if Michigan is taking themselves out of it.
If Michigan wins that game last year and doesn't plant the flag, and there's not the whole post-game altercation that happens,
where Ryan Day looked like he
saw a pepper ghost. Spray is, you know, administered and stuff like that, does Ohio State go on to win the national championship? Let's just say they just lose to Michigan and the post-game festivities are normal. Are they as motivated in the postseason as they were?
You're not even just saying the Michigan loss is what caused their playoff run.
I think the flag plant had more to do. I think the flag plant was more motivation for them than losing to Michigan.
I don't know.
There's no way to know the answer. But there was definitely more salt in that wound with the flag plant than if they would have just won the game and acted like, yeah, and we've won this game now, what, 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row, however long it's been?
We do know that that entire ordeal, the entire experience, did spark a team meeting that was apparently pretty like emotional, and there were some hot, you know, moments, and Ryan Day was part of it. It was like players only plus Ryan Day. I think that meeting probably still does happen after.
I don't know if it has the same fire.
Maybe not, but I think it probably still has close to it, just because like I think those players knew, like, dude, what the hell was that game plan? And I think it centered mostly around that. Like, what are you doing here? You got to get out of your own head. And, you know, I don't know. I think it still leads to them having the run they had. But I do like the thought that, like, it was strictly just the flag planting that sparked it.
Whatever the motivation was, it caused the Buckeyes to crack Nico Iamalieva's helmet twice in the first playoff game. That's it for Ballast Night. He actually did claim that the other day.
Yeah, he shared that at Big Ten Media Day. I saw that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.